the person that watches over me, the person who has the authority to guide me. It's the Lord is my shepherd. I'm going to ask you to think with me on one of the Psalms. There's been a lot said even today about shepherds. And this time of year, we hear a lot about shepherds. The 23rd Psalm, you can turn there if you like, but I suspect some of you already know that Psalm pretty well. David was a shepherd boy, and he wrote the 23rd Psalm. And I understand that this psalm has been useful to people in a lot of situations. I've heard that even in foxholes sometimes, that psalm has been comforting to those that were in harm's way. But what I'd like to do is I would like to just look at the first half verse. Ron, couldn't be too long with just a half a verse, right? He's smiling. Let's look at what it says to us, okay? The Lord is my shepherd. If we look at each word, the first one, the. For you English teachers, I'm sorry, I may mess this up. But as I remember, the is a definite article. It points to a specific. And in this case, David is saying to us through the scripture, the Lord is my shepherd. It's not just any Lord. It's just not the Lord that's popular right now. It's not the Lord that somebody else thinks is the Lord. But he's referring to God, to Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. The second one, the Lord is my shepherd. We live in a country where we don't have royalty. We don't have a king, queen, lords, ladies, all those kinds of things. But when David was speaking to this, he was referring to someone who had authority. The Lord is my shepherd. The person that watches over me, the person who has the authority to guide me, it's the Lord is my shepherd. We'll continue on. The Lord is my shepherd. There's no waffling there, is there? The Lord might be my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd last week because I was really in trouble. I hope the Lord will be my shepherd in the future because I might be in more trouble. No, he is very definitive. The Lord is my shepherd. There's no doubt. No doubt that the Lord is shepherding or leading David. Let's continue on. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't know how many people are in the world. I haven't seen the census on that lately. I don't know how many people in this world are living for God and living within God's word. I don't know that, but I'm sure it must be many, many, many. And yet, he is the Lord of all those people. How does he do that? Well, it's beyond human understanding. But the Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord was David's shepherd. The thing about shepherds, I've never been one, is the shepherd leads the sheep, leads them out of danger, leads them into places where they can feed, where they can get water, leads them out of storms and out of the cold weather. In other words, takes care of them. So when we say, the Lord is my shepherd, he is shepherding us, and we are giving up to him the right to be our shepherd. The other half of that verse, I'm not going to read all of it, but it says, I shall not want. If we are truly letting God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, be our shepherd, if we're turning our trust, our confidence, our very lives over to God to be our shepherd, then we have nothing to fear. That doesn't mean we're going to have an easy life, but He will take care of us just like the good shepherd that He is. Today, I don't know where you stand with God. I hope that you are His child, that you are letting Him be your shepherd, that you are allowing Him to shepherd you through this world and all the challenges that brings to you. And that's where you need to be. That's where I need to be. In an audience like this, there could be some who have never accepted God as their shepherd, who never made that commitment, who've never been baptized into Christ. We sing a song. We call it the invitation song. And it's inviting anyone who wishes to put Jesus on in baptism so that indeed God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit can be your shepherd. And also, if there's anyone who needs the prayers of the church, we invite you to come forward and let us pray with you and do what we can to help you follow in God's way. So, if we can stand, Jason.